Hard to believe, but Labor Day is upon us. Our film critic Harlan Jacobson doesn't work on Labor Day, unless you consider it work to tell you why. Harlan?
Here's why. As my friend and IndieWire columnist Tom Brueggemann noted this week, this summer, Disney had five films cross the billion-dollar mark worldwide, with fewer tickets sold domestically than any year since 1992, when the population was 90 million fewer. Summer totals for 2019 will be about $4.5 billion domestic, which is almost identical for the same period last year. But of that, the only original title is Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, at number 10 from Sony with around $350 million worldwide. Only two other summer originals, the music and nostalgia-fueled Rocket Man and Yesterday, Brueggemann wrote, have passed $50 million so far. Put off by superheroes and remakes, the public has now learned that great entertainment is at home, on demand, 24/7. You can watch people at work from the comfort of your couch this Labor Day weekend. Consider some docs from this year's Sundance Film Festival that just beat the pants off the franchise picks at the multiplex. American Factory, on Netflix, couldn't be timelier. Directed by the Oscar-nominated team of Julia Reichert and Steve Bogner, it's about the opening of a Chinese-owned plate glass factory, Fuyao Glass America, on the bones of a Chevy plant in Dayton, Ohio, that GM closed in the 2008 meltdown. The doc's right on the money. There's a culture clash, all right, between American workers and their new Chinese bosses. With Mr. Big Fuyao squinting in the sun on the day of the ribbon cutting, Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown goes off script a bit with a great idea.
One last point. I know many workers here are trying to form a union to strengthen their voice in this great company. Ohio has a rich history of unions and management working together. I support those in this community, in this plant, in this crowd that want to vote on whether or not to join a union. I hope Fuyao looks at it the same way. Thank you all so much.
Well, at that, Mr. Fuyao goes, oh, wow. And we follow the tortured history of this venture into the equivalent of corporate couples therapy to land on irreconcilable differences. U.S. work is more regulated and safer, but way less productive. The Chinese workplace is way more productive, but run like the mainland's re-education penitentiaries, themselves echoes of our own 19th century labor practices. Reichert and Bogner won the Doc Directing Award at Sundance. Now the press is all over American Factory as the first film under the new media banner of Barack and Michelle Obama's Higher Ground Productions. Makes you wonder if they thought American Factory ends in Kumbaya and didn't stay till the end. It doesn't. Fuyao automates. Good film, but it burns down the house. So does Raise Hell, The Life and Times of Molly Ivins. Janice Engel's wonderful doc about the late firebrand journalist, commentator, and all-around rapscallion Molly Ivins lets Ivins show just how much hell she raised in her journalistic tear for almost 40 years across a half a dozen papers from Texas to Minnesota to what she calls the New York City Times. It did not always go well. Hell, it almost never went well between Ivins and her employers. Her readers, even her subjects, loved her till she succumbed to breast cancer at 62 in 2007. What Engels captures about Ivins is pertinent to Labor Day and the sense many of you probably have experienced in your own career of delivering the product the consumer wants, the one that's in the mission statement, and the one that the boss does his best to bury. Want high intrigue? Drop in on Danish director Mad Brugger's Cold Case Hammarskjöld about the 1961 death in a plane crash of the second UN Secretary General, Swedish bureaucrat Dag Hammarskjöld, over the breakaway Katanga province of the Congo. Brugger recaps the investigation of Swedish journalist Göran Björkdahl, who didn't buy the official plane crash story and has plenty of reason to suspect assassination. Mining interests, you see, don't want to deal with civil servants who take their jobs seriously. One good reason to go out this Labor Day is to catch up with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I've not been a huge Tarantino fan, though I loved his two earliest films, Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction. By the time he got around to the Kill Bills and Grindhouse, I was long gone, sounding an early warning that Tarantino was doomed forever to perpetual adolescence, now the standard knock on QT. Turning Hitler, Nazi Germany, and World War II into what amounted to an installment of the Mortal Kombat video game in which you could get to the last level and kill Hitler aroused my inner Jew rage. What else would a brat who don't know much about history, as the song went, come up with? Dianu, said I, enough. I avoid all the current debate about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, clearly a fairy tale, which centers on the working relationship between a down-and-out fourth-rate film star played heroically funny, maybe for the first time, by Leonardo DiCaprio, words I thought I'd never say, and his stunt double everyman Brad Pitt, who gets better and deeper as he gets older. Here's Kurt Russell, playing a producer, arriving outside his star DiCaprio's trailer, saying hi to Pitt on the way in, to tell DiCaprio he won't hire Pitt onto his fifth-rate movie for about a million reasons.
And I can't afford to hire a bunch of guys that smoke cigarettes and sit around talking to each other all day on the chance that I might use them.
I got a four-man team here, Rick. If I need more than that, I gotta get it approved. And you know, I gotta look after my dudes.
Hey, and if your dudes were a better match for me, I'd say, oh, okay, you got me. But that's not the case, and you know it.
And here you thought you wanted to work in Hollywood. These two also-rans, DiCaprio and Pitt, bumble through Quentin Tarantino's mid-century junk shop of American culture and wind up on an acid trip and ever so hilariously, heroically alter the trajectory of our tragic history. Yes, there are critics who complain about the film's old white man politics. I leave that to you. You don't need all the inside film references to love Once Upon a Time. I don't know what they all are myself. You do need to know Sharon Tate, played all cotton candy and dirty feet, Tarantino's fetish, by Margot Robbie, and what happened to her that terrible night. This time, Quentin's adolescent mucking around in history works. It momentarily lifts an early stain on the hurt soul we all carry inside over the ongoing assault on our innocence. That's good work. So, I don't go to the movies over Labor Day weekend. For me, a film critic, going to movies is work. That's a little strange, isn't it? But it's labor, it's what I do. I happen to like what I do because I believe in the power of cinema to transport us to other worlds and to clarify experience in the process. I don't go to the Insiders Telluride Film Festival over Labor Day weekend. Rather, I take time on Labor Day to stop work and reflect. For me, it's a day for family and friends. My parents, who had only just met in Scroon Lake, New York, eloped to Elkton, Maryland, which is what you did back then, on Labor Day 1938. My brother was born in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania on September 1st, 1939. Nurse said to my mother, "Congratulations, Mrs. Jacobson, you labored on Labor Day weekend and have a beautiful baby boy." Oh, and Hitler invaded Poland. It's also the anniversary of my second chance, married at a house by the sea on Cape Cod on Labor Day 1992. Now I savor the last licks of summer on this Labor Day, my children having flown the coop for careers as all three keep that appointment with the open road they so desperately want to take them across the light curtain to the future. Today is tomorrow, is the past we try so hard to remember and can never forget. So let us understand Labor Day and why I don't work on its weekend. It is the one holiday that does not force you to swear fealty to a religion, the nation, or a man. That last never more important than now. It is about you, what you do, and with whom and for whom you do it. Labor Day is about work. It is so very American. And it is a rest in the rolling of the drums. Have a great Labor Day. I'm Harlan Jacobson.
He's Harlan Jacobson, not at the movies this Labor Day. But he will be back in 2 weeks reporting behind home plate at the upcoming Toronto Film Festival.